A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen in recent days numbers rising up, with the Ministry of Health telling us that at the moment they are now 4,990 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe, with 128 deaths.
So now, indications are that there are roughly about 1,927 recoveries in Zimbabwe. And when we look at worldwide figures, there are almost 21 million people that have contracted COVID-19. And then out of this number, 760,213 have actually died. And in USA, according to Johns Hopkins University, more than 5.3 million people have contracted COVID-19, and 167,253 have actually died. We see that cases are going up in America and in Zimbabwe and other parts of the world. And we know that in China, there are two cities where they've detected COVID-19 in some materials that we actually shipped into that country from Brazil and Ecuador. This includes some chicken stuff and some shrimps. So which means that there are assumptions that the COVID-19 virus can actually stay on even plastic material for long, long periods. So, guys, we're going to have a look at the Makaya. Yes, we're talking about the COVID-19. Lokunye ke okuhluphayo kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi khona manje nxa sikhangela siyabona ukuthi abantu abafika phose 5000 kwele Zimbabwe sebebanjwe COVID-19. Kuse kusithi abafika phose 2000 sebasila ukuthi ke njalo abanye sebalahlekelwa impilo zabo bafika 128. Nxa sikhangela ke lokho ke kwethulwa luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Nxa sikhangela ke emhlabeni wonke jikelele sokufika phose abantu 21 million. Nasebehlaselwe COVID-19. Kwezokusithi ke phakathi kwenani lelo kulabantu abafika 760,000 asebebhubhile. Kuzokuthi ke eMelika sokulabantu ke abafika 5.3 million asebebanjwe COVID-19. Kuthi ke njalo khonapho nxa sikhangele kulabadlula 167,000 asebebhubhile. So iCOVID-19 ingani iyatshasa kulokuzwayo. So nxa sikhangela sibili kungani emhlabeni onke jikelele iCOVID-19 marvelous kungani idluphele
aiwaku nawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tokuchingamidzai pano pa Live Talk apo tiri kutetenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus iro ratekeshera pasi rose tisanganisira munyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino gurukota rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 4,990 takuda kutosvika pa 5,000 vanhu vabatwa nedenda iro recovid-19 uyezve pane vanhu 128 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi asi pane nhaurwa zvakare dzakanaka dziri kubuda dzichiti idzo pane vanhu vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 vakawanikwa vachiri kunda vanhu ava vanosvika ivo 1,927 pari zvino tinoona zvakare gurukota irori bazi rezveutano vari kutaura ivo kuti nezuro pakawanikwa ipo pane 97 new cases uyezve nevanhu 6 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya nezuro vachiti ivo vanhu vakabatwa necovid-19 vanosvika 97 akange ari malocal cases avanoti ivo akabva mucommunity spread kuti haana kubva nevanhu vaibva kunze kwenyika saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa panguva ino zvakare vari kutaura kuti active cases ati dzikirei pari zvino pane vanhu 2,935 vawanikwa ivo vari kurarama nedenda irori recovid-19 asi tombotarisa zviri kuitika pasi rose tinoona John Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica inozivisa kuti pane vanhu 20 million vabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 pasi rose avanotiwo maglobal figures uyezve 755,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya muAmerica matirimo muno pari zvino mune vanhu 9.2 million vabatwa necovid-19 167,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya Imo muno mu Washington DC mandiri kutepenyura ndiri mune vanhu 13,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri COVID-19, 594 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka tange tiri kuzeya izvozvi uyezve tichizeya pamusoro pezviri kubuda panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Apo nhasi taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachidzinga vaFortune chasi. Tichange tiri kuzeya nyaya iyoyi tichitarisa zvakare zvabuda kumatare. Apo taona Hope Chingono mutori wenhau achinzi adzoke zvakare kudare vhiki rinouya nemusi wechipiri. Kuti anzwe kuti chikumbiro chake chekuti atongwe achibva kumukumba chichange chitambirwa here Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke zvirwa ndaba siyabona kuti ke kune ndaba ezimangalisayo ekade zikona namhlanje. So when we woke up this morning, you know, marvelous, we got the news that Fortune Chasi, who was the energy minister, had been sacked by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So now reports indicate that he is linked to certain activities in the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority and others. These are still allegations. And we know that apparently about 2 weeks ago, he sacked the board members of the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority. And his target was mainly Mr. Sitin Gata, who was the ZESA board chairperson. He was actually an executive chairperson, a post that was created by the Mnangagwa government. So now it seems as if Chasi immediately called for investigations and put the matter before the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. And they appealed to them to actually investigate the matter thoroughly. So Mr. Sidney Gata is linked to some 5 vehicles that he was actually allegedly possessing while they belonged to ZESA. And then there was a gold mine, you know, in South Africa where some people were sent down there, according to, you know, the Herald newspaper. They were sent to actually sign certain documents for a gold mine trust. And then there are claims that there is some $10 million, which cannot be accounted for. It appears as if that money was actually used for a Christmas party. So this, according to the Herald newspaper as well. So now we know that Chasi has been replaced by Sota Zemo, who is the Mzaravani North Member of Parliament. So Zulanda Baiko is Bona Kunamanje, Utum Nuzana, U Chasi, Fortune Chasogate Pete, Ukacha Ulubona, Nezomli Loga Ketsi, Use Kotue, Umangameli, Emerson Mnangagwa. Ukwanage, Abati Ngabe Wawenza, Kotoge singers Uti Utulanganan. Swanege Ipepa Daba, the Herald, Libiga Utige, Ukanyage Uti Umzana, Uchasi, Wakocha Umsevenzi, kumbukumisa kancane okuzesa board yena umgcini sihlalo uSidney Gata owethesa amacala amaningi. So le Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission isingenele kudaba lolu. So iyaluphenya silokumangalisayo kule mali efika 10 million ukuthi ayibonakali ukuthi yasebenzani. Khanye imali le yasetshenziswa ke ukuthi kube le Christmas party. Kuzobuya ke i-gold mine trust kule South Africa ungani kuyahluphahlupha. Kuzobuya njalo le moto ezinhlanu okuthiwa ke zathathwa nguSidney Gata. So ke kubese kubuya ke khona kukaChasi sizezwa ngokuya kwesikhathi. Xa sikhangela kugatsha lwezokulima uMnangagwa usecele udokotela Ensias Masuta ukuthi abe umphathintambo uthatha isikhundla sikaParents Shield. Kunjalo ke marvelous.
Aiwa, tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zvatamuka tichiona pamadandemutande sekutaura kwandamboita. Tamuka tichinzwa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vawanikwa ivo vachigadza wavari kuti iye vachatora basa rava Parents Shiri vakatisiya munguva yapfuura. Vari kuti ivo pachange pana Dr. Anxious Jongwe Masuka vachange vari kutora basa irori rekuva ivo gurukota rezve yatingati Lands, Agriculture, Water and Rural Resettlements, gurukota rezvevhu. Asi tichitarisa zvakare kuti nyaya yanyanyonetsa padandemutande yatamuka zvakare tichiona taona zvakare tichinzwa kuti vaFortune Chasi avo vanga varivo gurukota rezve mhando yemoto vawanikwawo moto wavo uchidzimurwa musi wanhasi vamuka ivo vachiudzwa kuti basa rapera vamiswa basa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Tichiona zvakare kuti pawanikwa ipo pachigadzwa vamwe vawanikwa vachinzi vatora basa iro riregei tibva takupai vari kunzi hanzi Honorable Soda Honorable Soda Jemu, Member of Parliament of Muzarabani North, ndovanziwo ndo vakupuwa basa. Ranga rakabatwa ivo na vachasi vabva vanzi aiwa parizvino vamunangagwa vataura ivo mumazwi avo kuti maitiro avo avachasi haachakodziri kuti varambe vari gurukota rehurumende. Saka ndo zvanga zviri kutaurwa. Saka tange tiri kuongorora kuti zvii chaizvo zvanga zviri kuitwa navachasi zvazoita kuti vamunangagwa vawanikwe ivo vachidzimura moto wavo muzuva ranhasi. Saka zvizhinji zvatange tiri kuzaipo pano, tichitarisa zvakare zvabuda mudare nhasi apo Hope Chimono anzi iye awanikwe achidzoka svondo rinouya kuti anzwe kuti chikumbiro chake chekuti abhadhare mari yechibatiso tichatorwa here, tichatambirwa here. Tichiona kuti nhasi mudare umu maudzwa imo kuti mutongi wedare vanga vasina masaisai kana kuti intaneti kuti vaverenge zviri padande mutande raamai Beatrice Mutetwa. Kuti mai Beatrice Mutetwa vakanyorei paFacebook zvavari kunzi ivo nedare zvinogona kuti zvizokanganisa nyaya yaHope Chimono. Saka nyaya idzi dziri kuitika panguva ino. Tiri kutarisa zvakare kuti hurumende yazivisa nhasi uno kuti kanzuru yeHarare yapiwa mukana wokuti ibhadharise vanhu zvinhu zvakadai semitero nemari yekunze yemaUS dollars, uyezve kuti avo vanenge vasina maUS dollars vari kunzi ivo ngavazowanikwa vachiwanikwa vachibhadhara mari yemarates vachishandisa the rate iripo pamusiwoyo paauction market gives.
Yeah, so as we are speaking right now, marvelous, there is a video about this Hopewell Chimono case. So let's listen to what the lawyers are saying about this issue concerning Beatrice Mutetwa. Let's just listen carefully.
Good afternoon. Just to give you an update on what happened today, we were supposed to have the bail hearing in camera, but it didn't proceed. There was an application by the prosecutors where they want to remove the lead counsel from the case based on comments that they are saying were posted on a page, Beatrice Mutetwa and the rule of law. So that case is still ongoing, the application is still ongoing, and we'll only be able to know the outcome of that application possibly tomorrow, if it's finalized tomorrow. So until that application is there, the bail application will not be proceeding. Thank you.
But what do you make of that application in the midst of your
unfortunately, we will not be able to comment much because the case is still ongoing, it's sub judice. But just to reiterate that the Constitution says that any person who is accused of committing any crime has a right to legal representation of their own choice.
And that case belongs to
The media, I think you can also do your own investigations on that.
I am able to say I am not
involved. So that's exactly what the lawyers are saying here, Marvelous. They're saying that this case is still sub judice, so they don't say a lot about what is going on. But the bottom line is that they're accusing Ms. Mutetwa of allegedly posting certain issues concerning the case involving Chimono. So, but she's saying no, that's not true. She's just being targeted. And before maybe we go deep into that, let's bring in the twin Svanda. I think she's got something to say about this case. So, Letwin, how are you doing?
Niyaphila linjani baba?
Siyaphila, yeah. Ubona njani?
Hayi kubuhlungu kabi. Sikwamanye amazwe njengendawo yalumbuso wezana. Asihlalisekanga kahle. Siyafisa ukuthi sibuyele emakhaya.
Yeah, siyabona njalo kule case yona le eyenzakala eHopewell Chimono futhi nayo.
Yo ibuhlungu kabi. So kuthi ukuthi eZimbabwe akulamalungelo ukuthi umuntu kumele aveze ukuthi there is something wrong going on. Ungavele uveze lokho, uyobulawa, uyobotshwa. Hayi, kubuhlungu kwenzakala kwelakithi.
Ubona ngani kumele kwenziwe manje?
Hayi, kumele upresident la abe lozwelo labantu bakhe. Maye ngupresident wabantu, akabe lozwelo labantu bakhe. Abe ngumuntu wabantu.
Kwenzakala kolokho.
Kwehlula kwelakithi.
Kuyaphethangani mama.
Angazi baba.
Yeah, phosela ukugcina kolokho.
angisazi ukuthi mina kwele Zimbabwe kumele kwenzwe kanjani nanku lamanye amazwe kafuna ukusisiza. So kumele maybe thina izizwe zeZimbabwe siphakame sifuna ukuthi singenzani kodwa yesh kunzima lapha.
Ye, sabangakhulukele twin ungathela kusasa papai. Ye, loke le twin spanda ungena khona pa kuhlelo siyabonga ubonye okwamagama. So what the twin was saying is that the situation is tough in Zimbabwe. So she doesn't know what Zimbabweans are supposed to do. So I think she's going to hang around and then we'll be talking to her as time goes on. And then on another matter, you know, there are some four Zimbabweans who actually died in South Africa. We're talking about Simukai Ngwenya, Kubulani Chuma, Takanoa Chuma, and Jealous Muleyangube. So these guys come from Mandimoni in Pinga. So they were actually drinking some beer. You know, in South Africa, these days it's difficult to buy beer.
Were they making an illicit brew? What happened?
No, it's not certain what they were actually drinking, but somebody bought some beer for them, and the four of them actually died. So now the difficulty is that the family is facing right now is taking the bodies from South Africa to Zimbabwe so that they can be laid to rest. So we've got a relative of the deceased who's going to tell us a bit about what is going on. So let's listen to what she's saying about the matter. Because she says they can't afford to send the bodies home. Here she goes.
Sanibonani Mahlabe Zulu, igama lami ngiTake Show Andlovu. Engikhulumela laba abashonileyo abeBhinga, uSumkai Ngwenya, loKhumbulani Chuma, loTakoniwa Chuma, loJealous Ncube Mleya, abeBhinga eChisawu, anda uSinamagonde Chief. Bachone kabuhlungu kakhulu abafo wethu sidabukile sikhona apha. UKhumbulani Chuma loSumkai Ngwenya abafikanga esibhedlela, bachona vele bengakafiki esibhedlela. Bathenga utshwala emuntwini owayehamba edayisa utshwala laye ngweBhinga. Ngeke simkhulume ngegama ngoba ubalekile vele asimanzi lokuthi ukuphi. Wabuya ebadayisela utshwala lobu. Esithi madoda utshwala buchiphile njengabantu utshwala buvaliwe abantu into idlayo ungazwa ukuthi anansi sikhona ngekuzuyekele bathenga utshwala lobuyana ngabaqala ugula ngabo 3 abantu babezitshela ukuthi abafana laba banjani badakiwe kanti abafana labana sokuyigugula bathi sebe realize abantu sebebona ukuthi abantu laba sekuyigugula akusase yikudakwa besa babiza iambulance yaphuza ukufika sasesidinga imita taxi leyana yathwalela izidumbu yathwalela abantu laba esibhedlela abazange bayafika besaphila base beshonile esibhedlela laba abanye uJealous Mleya loTakoniwa Chuma bachonela esibhedlela benjalo kulabanye abaphuza utshwala lobuyana. So esikucelayo manje lusizo lwemali ukuthi izidumbu zethu ziye ekhaya ngoba abantu laba batshonele eGoli bona basuka eZimbabwe ekhaya. Isisicelo sethu esisicelayo kakhulu ukuthi ongabe elokuphathisa sile account number esilayo umuntu angafaka kuyo imali ukuze abantu abashonileyo behambe ekhaya. Sileviki lonke sidinga singalali zama ukuhlanganisa akuhlangani ukuthi abafi baye ekhaya. Siyacela kakhulu benjalo abafi bona labo bebelabantwana khona lapha eGoli. Manje ayi kunzima kakhulu yi-lockdown. Akulu ukuthi singayenza njani abanye abasebenzi so yikho sesicela ke uZulu ukuthi ngabe kungaba khona ongaba lesandla eside asifakele khona imali i-account silayo ma kukhona abalokufuna ukuphathisa bengafonela inamba khona
kona number esifonela kuyo kumane lami dabukile kakhulu singumdeni sinjalo sididekile imali zakhona azikho ama society sasijoinile ngenxa yo lockdown imisebenzi yaphela akula zimali ezikhona ukuthi abantu bakhiphe izimali lezo ezama society sikhiphile kusishotele lapho esishotele khona ukuze abafila bahambe ekhaya bayefika ekhaya siyakhala kakhulu ndikhona
fasazi. So that's a relative of the deceased. So she's appealing for help, you know, in whatever way, because they're saying that they don't have money to actually ferry these bodies back home. So she actually mentioned the names of the people that are affected and they belong to the Chuma family. So it appears as if it is a case that is facing this family. So they are appealing for help, marvelous, for people to actually assist them. So over to you.
Aiwa putanga tiri kunzwa kubva kumhuri yekwachuma vari kukumbira iro rubatsiro rwekuti vaendese hama dzavo kumusha dziri kunzidzo dzakashayikira ku South Africa. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurukura ipo pano asi nhau huru yatinayo inyaya yeCOVID-19 kuti kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei panyaya iyo yedenda reCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zvatamuka tichiona yatingati breaking news yatamuka tichiona muzuva ranhasi apo taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachidzinga ivo vaFortune Chasi vanova ivo gurukota rezvemoto kana kuti ndo zvakare vanowanikwa ivo vari mugurukota rinotungamira bazi rezesa tichitarisa kuti nyaya yemagetsi yanga iri kunetsa munyika asi tuda kunzwawo kuti nhasi mukutaura kwedu zvii zvinoreva kudzingwa kwavachasi pabasa iri. Vanga vari kugona basa here zvii zvamuno zvatingaone zvichitaurwa nenyanzvi kuti zvaitika kuti tizoona vachasi vachimiswa basa gidi.
Yeah, marvelous. I spoke to Lindwe Zulu, who is the International Relations Committee Chairperson of the African National Congress, about what is going on in Zimbabwe. And she maintains that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe. But at the same time, the Zimbabwean government is saying there's no crisis because Zimbabwe is not on the SADC agenda, is not on the African Union agenda, and therefore there is absolutely no crisis. So now, while I was talking to her, she actually indicated that, of course, there are some ministers who have actually said certain bad things about her, that is Zimbabwean ministers and some ZANU-PF officials. But their concern is that there should be some kind of stability in Zimbabwe. She says Zimbabwe is unstable. So let's listen to the interview that I did with her.
Abantu abadala ukuthi baye eZimbabwe bawuhlangana nabantu abadala andesethemba ukuthi kuhlangane kwabo nokuphuma kwabo kuzosisiza la sifuna ukuya khona ukuthi kusathi isikhathi esingakanani akuyona into esikhulumayo right now. Into esikhulumayo right now ukuthi njengabantu abangama-neighbor kumgoka ukuthi sihlale sikhulumisana sibonisane sibonisane ukuthi okay ngoba siama-neighbor futhi sine-impact kuyonke i-region yethu yini into esingayenza ukuze sihlungise la sibona khona ukuthi akuhambi kahle. Niyabonga.
Kodwa kuyalungiseka yini mazulu?
Ayikho into esiza ukuthi sithathe isikhathi esingakanani ngenye indaba kodwa ayikho into esiza ukuthi abantu bavume ukuthi bazesilungisa nje njengoba sengisho nje upresident Cyril Ramaphosa on the government side uthumele i-delegation yakhe izobuya i-delegation yakhe in brief e-attake from there ukuthi yenze njani. Ngeke sithi sabantu bala i-Africa sesitelwa abanye abantu ngaphandle ukuthi akunjilunga or kuzozima kuthi saida thina ukuthi sizofuneka zilunge ngoba we are African, siyazwana, siyazana.
So that is exactly what Lindiwe is saying here. She's saying, you know, Africans have got a solution to their problems.
African
so
in this solutions.
Case, yes, so in this case, the ANC is going to help, you know, ZANU-PF in coming out with a very good solution. So over to you.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna muzvare Lindiwe Zulu varivo vari ku South Africa ve ANC vachitaura ivo kuti vanoona kunge pane zvinetswa asi vachange vachitivo ANC ichashanda ane ZANU-PF kuti vawanikwe vachibuda nechisungo chimwe chete. Kunyange ndandiri kuedza hangu Gibbs, I was trying to listen to Andebele So I hope that I actually translated correctly from what she said. But, you know, very interesting take there from Lindi Wezulu. We know that she also had issues with the former president, the late president Mugabe. Remember when she, you know, she got actually mentioned by the late president Robert Mugabe earlier on before he, you know, he passed away, because she had a big role to play in the Zimbabwean situation and was really hands on at that time. Over to you.
Yes, so we know that there's a SADC summit on Monday, and indications are that you know, Zimbabwe is not on the agenda. According to the Minister of Information, that is Mrs. Monica Mchangwa, Zimbabwe is a country that is not facing any political problems. So she's saying these problems that are being mentioned are things that are being created by some political malcontents, as they put it.
Yes.
So now even the president himself, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, is saying that these people are dissidents. So, but people are saying, no, they are trying to make sure that there's democracy in Zimbabwe, but things are going the wrong way. So now we hope our guests are going to join us shortly so that we can discuss what is happening in Zimbabwe with them. So now let's try to call one of our guests who's actually listening to talk to us right now and see whether we can actually proceed with the nature of the discussion that we have. So it appears as if the guest is not yet ready. We'll wait for him to come aboard, and then we talk to him. Over to you, Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tanga tukuona, tukunzwa kuti parizvino pane maboka akadai seSADC. Ari kutaura ivo kuti pane mameeting achanga ari kuitwa munguva dzinotevera. Asi, takaona iro vhiki rino, amai Monica Mchangwa vachitaura kuti hapana problem kana kuti hapana manetswa ari muZimbabwe, zvekuti Zimbabwe haisombori paagenda rezvichakurukurwa kumusangano iwoyo weSADC. Tichiona zvakare mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachitaurawo kuti muZimbabwe hamuna kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, vachitotaura ivo kuti pane vanhu vari kushanda nevanhu vekunze panyaya dzekudaidzira kuti pave nezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika, uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti pane vanhu vari kutoshanda vachiita sevanhu vanopurukidza mwero panyaya dzeZimbabwe, vachiti izvi ndo zviri kushungurudza panguva ino sekuona kwavo. Asi tichiona varwi vekodzero dzekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu vachiti ivo pane zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika zvinofanira kugadziriswa, uye vanga vakatarisira kuti nhuma dzakauya munyika dzakabva kuSouth Africa munguva yapfuura, idzo dzakasangana nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa, kuti dzaizokwanisawo zvakare kunge dzichisangana nemamwe mapato anopikisa nemamwe atingatai maorganization akazvimirira, ma-non-profit organization akazvimirira, kuti nyaya iyi izeyewe kuti pane kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu here kana kuti kwete. Asi hurumende iri kuti iyo hapana kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa pari zvino, uyezve nyaya iyi haisi kuzoturwa kana kuti kuzeyewa kuSADC summit inenge ichiitwa munguva inotevera. Gibbs.
Yes, so we've got another tape, Lindi Wezulu talking in English. Let's listen to what she's saying about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
The president is the one that will receive the report back from the envoys, because terms of reference are given by the president himself, as he is the president of the country. Remember, he is the president of both the ANC and the country. And from where we sit as an interstitial relations subcommittee, the president will do what the president thinks is necessary for him to do from a government point of view.
Thank you very much. So we still remember that you once one of the people who went to Zimbabwe when then President Robert Mugabe was presiding over Zimbabwe, and there was a political crisis then, and now it seems as if there's also a political crisis in Zimbabwe. So as ANC, what is your view of the situation in Zimbabwe?
We've already said from an ANC point of view that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe that needs us from a party political angle, as the party liberation movement, ANC, plus ZANU-PF liberation movement. It's important for us to engage with each other and go back to what has been happening in the past and how we got to where we are right now, and then be honest and be frank about what is it that we need to do to help the situation. Zimbabwe is our neighbor. We cannot close our ears and eyes to that. But what we think needs to be done is for both parties to be friends with each other about what is happening in Zimbabwe, and we take it from there.
So do you think that there's a solution in sight to what is happening?
Absolutely. There can never be a situation without a solution. It might be just the time, how long it takes for us to deal with it. This is Africa. We've always said as an ANC that as Africans, we must find solutions to African problems. And as a political party, it's our responsibility to continuously engage until we are comfortable with the situation there and feel that, you know, we are proud of what is happening, we are comfortable with what is happening. So engagement is almost synonymous with us as South Africa. We've been there, we've gone through that. Where we are today because we engage until we go to where we are. Same thing will happen with Zimbabwe. From a party political angle, we will engage, but at the same time, as we said so, we will respect the other processes of engagement by President Cyril Ramaphosa. He sent envoys there. The envoys will come back and report to him. We will leave that to the president to deal with when the envoy gives him a report.
In your view, were the envoys supposed to engage some other stakeholders and not President Emmerson Mnangagwa?
I cannot be the one talking about that because the envoys had a brief with the president and the envoys have to come back and brief the president. So I don't want to get into that space because we, as an ANC and chairperson of the ANC International Relations, we respect the process that the president has started and are glad to meet with it there. So that the president is giving the chance and the opportunity. But also on the other hand, also Zimbabwe and the president of Zimbabwe must be keeping that respect between the two of them as president of two countries. I'm sure they will engage with each other and help us through to the next level.
So that is Ms. Lindiwe Zulu. She occupies the position of chairperson of the ANC International Relations Committee. She was talking to Studio 7 there, marvelous. So basically what akulumayo lapha ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lo uMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kumele bazilungiselele ukuthi balungise udaba leZimbabwe. Ungangena khonapha u-research lo baba we-ZANU PF Wellington Moyo, kutakubeka kwa nabu mavilas.
Aiwa, apo tangatiri kunzwa kubwa kuna mwishware Lindiwe Zulu, vashitaura iwo kuti iwo ase batore ANC, vashawani kwa vachikurukura ni batore ZANU PF. Asi, varukutaura iwo kuti vanuona kuti ku Zimbabwe, zvichokwa di parijino, kuna kumira zvakanaka asi zvinhu zvinogona kukurukurwa pakati pebato reANC neZANU PF. Vazobvunzwa apo neStudio 7 kuti munoona kuti iudzo nhumwa dzanga dziri kufa dzanga dzapinda muZimbabwe dzaifanira kuona vamwe vanhu here. Taona muzvare Zulu vachitaura kuti havakwanisa kunge vachitaura panyaya iyoyo sezvo nhumwa iyi yakabva kumutungamiri wenyika yeSouth Africa vasiri Ramaphosa. Zvinoreva kuti nhumwa idzi dzakaenda sekutumwa kwadzanga dzaita dzikanonzwa zvanga zviri kuZimbabwe kubva kuna vaEmmerson Mnangagwa dzikadzokera zvakare kuna vaRamaphosa. Saka pari zvino vari kuti pambowanikwa ipo pachipuwa ari kudzwa kuti pazeyewe nyaya iyoyi pakati pevatungamiri vaviri ava vozonzwa ivo seANC kuti zvii zvakabuda kunzwa kune vakanga vaenda senhumwa kuZimbabwe vozodzoka zvakare vachitaura kuti poitwa sei. Asi muzvare Zulu vari kutaura kuti ivo sebato reANC vachange vari kushanda nebato reZANU PF kuti zvechokwadi zvavari kuona kuti nyaya yeZimbabwe pane manetswa aripo anofanira kugadziriswa. Gibbs.
Yes, lobaba lapha ke esasilaye ubaba Wellington Moyo ukubanza neZANU PF. Baba Moyo, sakwamukela njalo kuhlelo. Sori kuhlupha kangaka. Ye, so akusho ke ukuthi siyabona ukuthi iSADC izama ke ngamandla wonke ukuthi iyenze umhlangano ngomvulo futhi iZimbabwe kayikho ku-agenda. Kuhamba njani indaba ukuthi ingekho iZimbabwe ngoba ngayikho agenda? Bebeyakhuluma ngakhonokho okuhluphayo kwele Zimbabwe abantu abathi ihlupha ngakho. Ungangena khonapho sitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani ngakhonokho ukuthi abantu bathi bayahlukuluzwa kakhulu nguhulumende obandla leZANU PF. Kume njani khonapho bamo?
Tunokwamanje tele siphendulela umbuto ngokungabikhona kwesadik sokhuluma ngaleso kwenziwa umhlangano ngoba yonke izabekzayibona ukuthi bazokhuluma kakhulu bayo kodwa kwamanje ayithi into esayithela umphakathi ukuthi reason wayo noma kwenzakalani. Okokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu kube zalo sikhuluma ngoba ukubanja mhlawumbe ngathi sembusweni nokukhathala ukuphendula abantu abantu dube abezwa balekuzwa so mabekuzwa bengingezwa kuba nzima yokontrola umphakathi dube njalo ngeke sibayekele abantu bebhizi lokhu esinabo dube esimeni esinzima esingaka okungawuthi manje sinomkhuhlane wekorona abantu kabezwa bathi wadlala nezindlini yabona dube ikhwekhwayo esikhuluma ngakho dube bani ukuthi hhayi abantu bengakhala bebahle ukujezwa kodwa ukuthi abayabekontrolwa dube
Yes, I was cool. What is thing Ubaba Aves Kuruti Angeni, Kunapen Kuljeni, since what is Ramtola in? Sibonani, Zamtola, Kumbaso Sintoli, Abu Skumbu and Lalas. Abu Anja, Wanapo, just so we are trying to talk to Mr. Skumbu and Lalas. You have to say we should call him and find out what is really happening in Zimbabwe from him. So he's one of the people who is always contributing to this show. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
No, very fine. So, the telephone is here. Keep it on the speakerphone. Stop it briefly. What is the other one? Zimbabwe, Baba.
Yeah,
so the microphone is here. So, Baba, Mlalazi, briefly, ask you, what do you think about what is happening in Zimbabwe? We see that Zimbabwe is not even on the subject agenda. While people are complaining bitterly that it should be on the agenda, you know, for one reason or another. What do you think is the case here?
There's only one point from my end to say, who needs Zimbabwe to be on the top list of agenda in SADC? Expect our neighbors for the SADC as a region to then decide for our human beings, because really we are in government faith, and I believe that our leaders have the capacity to then sit down. Because if you look at it, when it comes to elections, the old rats, everybody wants to be elected to be a leader. Why can't they use the same spirit to rush to say, let's go and solve the problems of our country instead of looking to Florida to come to our rescue? Let those people who rush to elections rush to solutions today, because we are just an embarrassment. Rather than just an embarrassment, all I would say, first of all, we seem to be Salana City, as is Mugama Kwapa, before we can then sit down and the world to listen to us. We need to, first of all, do the introspection, because as soon as all these people are moving for SADC to be our rescuer, they're just confused. Myself, I'd rather listen to Zimbabwean people to solve Zimbabwean problems. That's the only way we are going to have better Zimbabwe. Because if you're in marriage, if you are having a problem with your partner or spouse, if you invite a foreigner or a third person, the solution will be just temporal. Once you come back together and start again, someone will say, well, because of that person, I ended up coming to this business. But then I'm saying, Harare will then study the problem of Zimbabwe, and we stop this thing of being tribalist again.
Yes,
I'm going to go to the next one. Abezesikhalela ukuthi ngabe isadaka sibe yiyo esiyisize lakithi leZimbabwe. Mina ngibona ngani ma kulungisela ukhetho ngoba siya ku-2023 sizobona ukuthi indlela abasukuma ngayo ukuthi ngabe bayadanga ama-leaders ethu. Kanti kungaba njani ukuthi basebenze the same lowo moya ngalwani izile laliyana ukuthi makuyo kuma election basebe njalo umoya namhlanje ukuthi nama inkinga zevela kithi asukumele madoda sosala phansi ngokuphela esikole ukungise udaba oluhlupha abantu bezimbabwe ngoba isadaki ungakhangela isadafrika manje mangikhangela isadaki makuthiwa yiyokhophe isadaki abantu bakithi esouth africa ngale bathatha njengobabuthethuvaruhasa basithathe njengabantu so ayikho nje into kumele sibhekele abantu evele esouth africa labana abantu abe-south africa abantu nje nababona iy'nkinga zabo kungamela athina sihangele kuzo ngiyabona
yes kola ubambe khonapho ungayekatshana I think we're joined by another guest and that is Miss Barbara Tanyanywa. Tanyanywa, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Dibs. How are you?
We are all well. And tell us, what do you think about what is going on in Zimbabwe? Briefly, first of all, we'll cancel this Kiwa. First of all, let's get it very briefly.
Thank you. Very important in Zimbabwe, and I think most of the people, most of the world is now aware that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe. Despite the fact that Mnangagwa keeps on denying Mnangagwa and his Zanu-PF, they keep on denying that there is a crisis. When the island owner gives them, it's always like that. When people, maybe a couple is fighting, there's always the one who is wrong, who always just to say there's no problem, we are okay. Whereas the victim will be silent, even if the victim wants to speak out, the victim will be silent. That's what's happening in Zimbabwe now. We are seeing members of the opposition party, MDC Alliance to be specific, being arrested, being harassed, tortured, and also members of activists of the civil society. They're also being harassed, journalists are being harassed, everyone. And is being harassed, except the MDPT. We are so much worried why the MDPT is not even touched, and yet it's an opposition party. We are saying Mnangagwa should come out in that denial conflict and admit that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe. Hospitals are not functional, people are suffering. Poverty is rising every day. Workers are complaining they are not getting what they want. They are supposed to get. You know, there's chaos in the industries. There's chaos in the economy. There's no money in the banks. There are so many problems. That, you know, when a president of a country stands there, and then starts saying there's no crisis in Zimbabwe, I found it to be very, very upsetting.
Thank you very much.
It's really...
Yeah. Thank you very much. Marvelous. Maybe chip in there.
Meno kana mai tanyanyewa vari kundinzwa vataure nezva kutaura kwavari kuita kuti vari kuona sei zviri kuitika muZimbabwe parizvino.
Ndinotenda Mandela dziri kuitika muZimbabwe zvinorwadza marwadzo chaiwo ekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe muZimbabwe aunenge wamamiya mamire nerongo vanhu vari kutambura tiri kuona vanhu vari kushungurudzwa vanhu vakada kuti vataure vari kunyaradzwa tiri kuona hurumende iri kushandisa COVID-19 regulations kudzvingirira vanhu kumbunyikidza vanhu kuti vasataura zviri kudhunha dzavo tiri kuona vanhu vari kusungwa vanhu vebato rinopikisa zvikuru sei reMDC Alliance tiri kuona vanhu vari kusungwa tine vanhu vanosvika 167 vakasungwa kubva musi wa28 July kusvika nezuro Methodist achiwa iye mudzimai wemunhu wemutungamiri weMDC wekugweru akanga aenda achinotsvaga murume wake kumapurisa achibva asungwa saka ndo mararamiro ari kuita vana vezimbabwe macivil society maactivist vari kusungurudzwa vatori nevatati venhau vari kushungurudzwa saka nyika haina kumira zvakanaka zvinongotifadza nezvekuti nyika yose yakuziva kuti muzimbabwe mune dambudziko tinoona chero nehestod iri kuitika iri kuendera iri kuti zimbabwen lives anota vanhu vazhinji vakuziva kuti muzimbabwe mune dambudziko
Yes, let's get to the ZANU-PF member who is here, Ubaba Wellington Moyo. Well, Wellington Moyo, where is the one back Kuluma? What happened to Kulapa Sahai? Uba Umlala? Uba Kulapa Musa? Mr. Moore is saying is that is a law, so people must follow all the laws in Zimbabwe. And this is some journalists are writing fiction, per se. So now let's turn to the other guest that we have here. So, okay, Baba, we are going to talk about Kuluma. Kuluma is going to be a good one. Since it's Baba, it's your mama, who Baba is going to be. So, we are going to talk about Kuluma. Mama
Tanini. Into
ujabu wawa vochwa wapuma inye la chala wengu mtu wawo chayo jibzi wengu mtu asipike mabochwa wapume kutuwa gavana machana kutuwa basugulu zeno kote banyishwa mateidi banyishwa lugusu kutu badeche lugusa banyishwa lezi ngesi kutumana ayo muka ndo gunje upotula gunje banyishwa kutu batoga interest kutumana ayo mwese umu mtu wana saitu chesiti kona abantu laba kaba pambanisa kamele babosho kanti abantu wezano laba pambanisa ayo for example singa ikachana uminista uwe health lo wako choa ilo indara ilote panzi wanigwa ipeji evoche njenga namta kutase kutenu wafuge njipi sanjalo uye koto wakamba after 2 hours kwa singa sake sikubono wakamba emota yake wa imali ya isi reti 20-50,000 kutu waeite trenati kati kungani kutuwa kwa nabantu baada machala baabosho kutu wabantu mwonga baada machalezi wa mpiefu siya wabona bahamba free kumnanga kwa engena wati enifunu kubocha izi kani zonke eza zikomboloze uropati mkari pati etu kubona ibuti izi kani zako na eza zikomboloze mkari loko zipanzi so kuna izi kani ezi kumboloze leo kumnanga kwa kukotela imuri ya kabantu anabake laye kumnanga kwa mkona kiseno nukulu kota wano kubepanzi kandina wano kubocha awe opozi
ye kwenapoke
mwapchini
sela abantu vati no kasuo sela mwapazami amiswe mchitanda so ke ume kunapo siyabuwa kuwe papa tanyanywa sika sizwe kuba kumlala so we hear that from the ZANU PF perspective there are no issues at all in Zimbabwe nothing none but you agree with that you know kind of perspective
okay angibonge ukuthi ungiphalona politics is for their own language that they use again before I go to that before I touch that, I want to say to my whether it's a sister or my mom, Barbara, it's so nice to hear a voice of a lady standing up and you know getting out of the crowd and saying something. But it's something that you are now defending your own interest, you are defending your party, and Ubabu Morongani is also defending his party.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice thing. Somebody confuses with someone like me who doesn't. So we are mixing up our interests to MDC, our interests in ZANU, and who take in government deliver like this. So we are just a reminder of my people who are going to be able to do what we want to do now.
So there is a microphone. A microphone.
Manje kina kuona kani kuti ngono, au bila matibabu ni kuna kana matibabu. Entesho paka kuba manje Zimbabwe, kutega bantu bana namba, akuna skolo, akuna miguato, akuna pira kati sbedela, akuna mali, bantu basi ni jambo na batalo. Loko kuti pokele si, amata baba cha, akuna na bantu bana mama politiki, mama politiki kati, bacha amata basi na wazio, chini kusimamia ungeli, chini kule pokele. Uzwangono kodwa ngakhangela ke Kenya bekuno rayile odinga no uhuru babelwa ngandlela abantu ngayo kodwa sabahlala phansi babonisa ukuthi izwe leli yesi singakamuka sina sise sithele but izwe lilodwa kuba kusale bomb ethe uMandela mayiphumezele umuntu oqala waba yifriend kaMandela uDuke wayesena nomuntu omfake ejele ngo 2017 so mina bengisela umama uBathu ukuthi nesipirit sokuthi hayi ingathima into imbi bese nani Kau kan itu sakti. Boleh sendiri sendiri. Kau kan itu sendiri sendiri. Nana,
So all what Mr. Mlala is saying here is there's need for peace, if I'm not misquoting it. So there's need for some kind of talks between all the parties so that there could be a permanent, or let me say, some kind of solution to Zimbabwe's problems.
Kunzwapo kuti vamlalazi vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vanga vakateerera zvazviri kutaurwa nava namai Barbara Tsanyanyiwa veMDC Alliance uyezve navamoyo veZANU-PF, asi vamlalazi vari kuti panodiwa kuti vanhu vataurirane pawanikwe paine runyararo. Ndoo zviri kutaurwa navamlalazi vachitaura ivo kuti vateerera zvanga zviri kutaurwa nemapato ezvematongerwo enyika, asi ivo semaonero avo panodikanwa kuti paite pakutauriranwa pakati pemapato aya powanikwa ipo paitwe runyararo.
So sikhuluma nobaba weZANU-PF lapha sizwa ukuthi nxa sesikhangela konke khonokho okwenzakalayo baba Wellington Moyo uzwile lapho umlalazi ukuthi ngcono likhulumisane, likhulumisane umlota ilizwe leZimbabwe liphumelele. Kungenzakala yini khonokho baba Moyo?
Ube ngiyabonga ubaba umlalazi ngoba seze waphendula iqiniso ubaba umlalazi wabatshela futhi engiseri ngibatshela khona ukuthi ngaphandle kokukhulumisana umlota yikho enye into esingayikho esingaya kuyo. Enye into Dube angazi mhlawumbe ngizowenzeka kabi ma ngathi I think there's another party ziyadingeka ukuthi zibe nabantu abadala bazobazihlalisa phansi ukuthi yes makhona into erong akuhlale phansi ukhulumunyeke kanjalo beyibeke kahle. Angithi uyabona ngendlela abayithatha ngakhona usuke sebeyithatha fast or kanjani. And another thing intathe ngisho bona basuke babhenithe bhekethi problem kanti lawo bamaphathi anayo abi problem yabona Dube. But anything ngiyabonga inkokheli zonke ezikhona namagesi akho zonke akhona ngiyabonga Dube kangenzabakomenta gakhona zizoimprova kesimprova khona ba
kodwa ubona ngani kungalungiswa yini abantu bahlale phansi bakhumzana umlotho kulungiswa koko kuhlupha
kungalungiswa ke lokho Dube singakuthi yakuvuma futhi siyawelcome.
Kungathatha isikhathi esinganani ukuthi kulungiswe bona ngombono wakho?
Sokungathatha isikhathi ngoba Dube the real thing ukuthi okwamanje into ekhona siyabe singathembani ukuthi ngempela ishow ngoba uzathi uthi siyalungisa izinto kanti omunye ukukhona after khona, understand? Because kuyasofuze into lama rules imithetho esikiyo ukuthi okay ngoba amabandla lamabandla lama rules ayo sokunaminye imithetho lathi kuyamele siyikhansile ukuze sihambelane ngoba asihambelani because of ukwenza kwethu. Angithi labo laba balama terms and conditions up nathi sinama terms and sokufuze sikhipha amanye lathi sikhipha amanye sibone ukuthi ayabhasa and then okay can move forward kanjalo.
So, Mr. Tsanyanyiwa, can there be any reconciliation between all these feuding parties?
There can be reconciliation. Maybe first of all, I would like to maybe to talk about what Mr. Mlala has just said. I am the special spokesperson for the MDC Women's Assembly, so I speak on behalf of MDC. In the MDC, we represent the people, we represent the majority, we represent workers, we represent women, we represent men, we represent youth. So what I'm saying here is the problems that are affecting the majority of the Zimbabweans. So I will not be shy to talk about representing MDC because that's what I am. And to blame us, to say we are just like ZANU-PF, he also has got his party. Of which I know, I can even guess which party belongs to. No one is neutral in Zimbabwe. The moment you say you are neutral, it's a lie. There's no one who is neutral. 30
seconds, 30 seconds, Mr.
Anyone, 30 seconds. Can you go to your question?
Yes.
We have a position already. We are ready for negotiations. We are saying we want a transitional authority whereby all the people, all the parties are included, not the political parties, but we want everyone, we should not leave anyone, no one behind, just like what the SDG goal is all about.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, our time is up. Sorry, there's no extra time, Zimbabwe. We have to end the show today on that note. We wish to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi,
political activist, Mr. Wellington Moyo, who is a ZANU-PF member, Ms. Barbara Tanyanyiwa, who is also a political activist. ZANU office gives Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mtanganya, who are in Washington, D.C., broadcasting from my home because of COVID-19, the coronavirus.